The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Marvelous. How are you?
Lovely.
We have a special guest today. We have Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for PUC. That's the Public Utility Commission. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. You're calling us from Harrisburg, right?
Correct. That's where I am.
Thank you for joining us on the Real Estate Roundtable. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. Check out our website. We have a Dunmore live webcam up there. See what's going on at the corners, and it's pretty interesting sometimes.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows, and like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the PUC, that's the Public Utility Commission. Tell me a little bit about what you do and the Public Utility Commission's purpose.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. So the Public Utility Commission essentially balances the needs of utilities and consumers throughout Pennsylvania here. So from electric to natural gas to water and wastewater to transportation and telecommunications, and that's landlines only. So we kind of oversee and regulate those industries, and it's like I said, it's a balancing act. So not only are we kind of informing and safeguarding consumers, but at the same time, we do have to kind of balance the needs of utility companies as well and make sure that everything is running smoothly and legally for them, too.
Okay, you just had a campaign. You want to talk about that? You kicked that off in the fall?
Sure, yeah. Every fall and in about October, we kick off our Prepare Now campaign. And basically what that means is that we're urging consumers to prepare now for winter energy costs. And we think it's never too early to start assessing everything before winter arrives and bills start to go up a little bit. So the campaign kind of involves learning more about conservation in your home from weatherization and things, and I can give a lot of tips on that as well, to checking your electric bill, your natural gas bill, your contracts with your supplier if you've shopped around. Know what you're paying, know when your contract term is going to be up, know whether or not you have an early termination fee, and just kind of be aware of all of that. We're also urging consumers to visit papowerswitch.com, which is our electric shopping website, where they can compare offers and compare rates and make sure that they are locked in with the best rate possible. And we also kind of, you know, encourage them to look into programs for low-income consumers if need be, to ensure that they can maintain service this winter and manage their bills. And I can talk a little bit more then about certain programs that are available as well. So even though, you know, we're into December now, it's never too late to kind of assess your home and assess your bills, and you can switch at any time to save some money, and you can start, you know, weatherizing your home at any time and see some savings on your next bill.
Well, it's the holiday season, and everybody, I know that I usually get, when I open my electric bill in January, I usually get the shock from the December holidays. I have the lights on, the extra lights, the Christmas lights, and it's usually a significant increase.
Yes. That is true. The number of lights that are used and, you know, multiple Christmas trees and all these things, whether or not we have a winter like we had last season, which, you know, with the polar vortex, and I know in our building we're tired of hearing that phrase, but it happened. And whether or not we have, you know, low temperatures like that make bills spike, we typically always have higher consumption generally in winter in Pennsylvania. You know, temperatures are going to lower no matter what, which means that our heating systems are going to work harder. And then, like you said, the addition of all, you know, the Christmas lights and the holiday lights and things like that, probably some more cooking and more use of the oven over the holidays, that all is going to contribute to higher bills in the winter.
And let's not forget the shorter days.
The shorter days.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's dark at 4 o'clock.
Exactly. And that's the most depressing part, isn't it?
It's awful. It is. So it's a tough time of year for that reason for me. I know I don't like the darkness. I like the light. But getting back to the campaign Prepare Now, you said you had some tips, the home tips to conserve.
Absolutely. I have tons of tips that I can give that honestly, you know, I didn't used to know these things either. And some of it's really little things that can make a big difference.
Yes. Good.
Yeah. So as far as kind of assessing your home, if people are interested, you can actually call your utility and request an energy audit, and they can actually come out to your home and check around and use specific tools to see if you're losing air in a certain area around doors and windows, and kind of give you tips to weatherize your home and reduce that loss.
Do they charge for that?
As far as just kind of assessing and making changes on your own, anything from, you know, turning down your thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter can save up to 3% on energy costs. Turning down your hot water tank to 120 degrees can cut down on consumption. Making sure your attic is insulated. Looking at your ductwork and seeing, you know, clearing out any dust or debris or anything that could block air vents and reduce the efficiency. One thing that people probably don't think about is when it is dark outside, closing your drapes to help cut heat loss through the windows. So I know people think to close the drapes maybe when it's sunny out to when you have the AC on in the summer, but the same goes for when it's dark outside. You don't want to lose that heat, so the drapes can kind of help trap that inside as well. As far as cooking, I mentioned that, you know, over the holidays, I think a lot of us are cooking more. Technically, preheating the oven is not totally necessary for most recipes. So, you know, reduce the consumption you're using through your oven by not preheating when you don't need to. Just turn the oven on a few minutes before putting your food in. Keeping the oven door closed and not checking it every minute or so. Using your slow cooker, which is something I'm a fan of, actually cuts down on consumption because it eliminates the need to use the oven or the stove. So it's basically just using that outlet and heating up your food inside the slow cooker. So that's a good one, I think. And in winter is the perfect time to make soups and roasts in the slow cooker anyway. So,
Jackie, what do you make in the slow cooker?
I usually look up a recipe and hand it to you. We do have a slow cooker. We do use it in the winter and the you know, late fall and the winter, and I think it's a wonderful appliance to have, and there's nothing like it when you come home after a long day and there's dinner.
Yep. Robin, let me ask you something. That energy audit you were talking about from the utility, do they charge you for that?
They typically charge a cost up front, but then offer a rebate so that it ends up being no cost.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Are there certain times of the day that it is less expensive to use my washing machine, my dryer, or my dishwasher? Should I wait to put that on button on at a certain time, or is every utility company different?
It depends on if you're on a time of use rate, and I think most people typically are not, unless you kind of contact your utility and talk about that. But if you're on a time of use rate, then yes, you're actually being charged a different rate throughout the day based on demand. So that means that, you know, it is going to cost more to use electricity in the middle of the day when everyone else is trying to use it. So if you're on a time of use plan, you can actually save a lot of money by running your washing machine at 10 p.m. and things like that.
Yeah, good. All right. Very interesting. Also, in my notes, I had microwave where possible. Instead of using, like, for the same reason that you mentioned the slow cooker, use the microwave.
Correct, yes. That'll cut down on consumption compared to the oven and the stove.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. So basically, again, it's a win-win. It's easier to cook in a microwave and a slow cooker anyway.
What about programmable thermostats?
Yes, programmable thermostats are another great option, and that allows you to program it so that when you leave during the day, you know, the temperature goes down and you're using less heat because you're not there, and vice versa. So if you purchase a programmable thermostat, that definitely in the long run will save you money.
Well, and how about putting the thermostat in the right place? How often people do not put their thermostat in the right place, and sometimes, like, it's over, say, a vent or over a light, when the light, the lamp on a table is generating the heat when it's on, it could throw off things, wouldn't you say?
Yep, absolutely. And hopefully contractors know kind of generally where to put the thermostat and not put it above a vent. But yeah, as far as the consumer and the homeowner, try to keep lamps away from it. Don't put a lamp right underneath it. And it shouldn't be right near a window either, which is somewhat a common sense, but, you know, maybe not something that people would think about.
We knew somebody one time who had a rather large TV, a huge, one of those huge TVs. And they had the thermostat right behind the TV, and the TV was it was throwing off a lot of heat.
Sure it was.
And it was really screwing up the temperature in their house. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, TVs, lamps, things like that, anything that's going to generate heat, try to keep away from your thermostat as much as possible.
Yeah, sometimes we just don't think about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful colonial style home. It's 4 bedrooms and 4 baths on a private 1-acre wooded lot at 154 Riverfront Way in Gouldsboro for $329,000. This home was built in 2006 and is just like new. It has granite countertops and tile floors in the kitchen. It has beautiful hardwood floors, a paved driveway to the 3-car garage. The master suite has a gas fireplace and a walk-in closet. This is a beautiful home, and it's only a few minutes from Interstate 380. So if you're looking for a beautiful colonial-style home with 4 bedrooms and 4 baths, give us a call about 154 Riverfront Way in Gouldsboro for $329,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
There are 132 million homes in the USA, roughly 75 million homeowners. The median age of a home built in the United States is 40 years. In 1974, when those homes were built, interest rates on 30-year fixed mortgages averaged at 9.1%. Just imagine that, right, Pat?
Wow.
The median existing home price was $32,000. President Gerald Ford had announced a $300 million mortgage credit initiative to help alleviate the housing market recession, and the energy crisis had spurred the incorporation of energy-efficient features in new construction. 18 million homes were built in 2000 or later. 33 million homes were built from 1980 to 1999. 40 million were built from 1960 to 1979. 21 million were built from 1940 to 1959. 11 million were built from 1920 to 1939. And 9 million were built in 1919 or earlier. And this is from the U.S. Census Bureau. Don't go anywhere. You're with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We'll return after a very brief break. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney.
Hi, I'm Patrick Devaney.
From Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We are your neighbor, your friend. We are your real estate professionals. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping you buy and sell homes for many generations. Check out jruddy.com, like us on Facebook, and listen every Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday morning at 11:30 for the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Happy Holidays.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
How you doing today, Jackie?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. We're learning some interesting things about the PUC and what they do.
Yes, this is long overdue. Today we have Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the PUC. That's the Public Utility Commission. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
The first half of the show, we talked about your Prepare Now campaign that the PUC kicked off in October, in the fall, and what consumers can do to conserve. And you even told us about a website that they can check out and compare prices of the different utility companies.
That's correct. PAPowerSwitch.com is our electric shopping website that I'll talk a little bit more about in a little bit as well. And as far as kind of the tips I was giving on weatherization and conserving energy to save money during the winter, our main commission website has some more information as well, and that's www.puc.pa.gov.
And Robin, if someone wanted to call the PUC, how do they do so?
That would be 1-800-692-7380.
Okay. So people decide they want to shop around. They want to, you know, check out the different rates out there and get the least expensive, because we're all paying large utility bills every month of our lives. What do they look for? How do they shop? What do they need to know?
Mm-hmm. So just kind of general background on what it even means to shop for electricity, because to clear up a little confusion and some misconceptions, customers do not have to shop. You can stick with your default utility like PPL, and they can continue to do everything. They can generate the electricity and get it to your home. But there is an option, since electricity was deregulated in Pennsylvania. So this allows there to be kind of a competitive market of generation suppliers who can compete for your business, and that's for one portion of your bill. So there's technically three parts to electricity. The generation is the production of the electricity, and that's what you'd be shopping for. There's transmission and distribution, which are technically lumped together, and no matter whether you shop or not, your default utility are still going to handle that. So they're still going to, no matter where the electricity is being sourced from, they're still going to transmit that to your home and distribute it. And they're still going to send you the bill, and they're still going to maintain your lines and equipment. And if you have an outage, you're still going to call them. So if that's PPL or whoever you're receiving your bill from, whether or not you switch to a different supplier, you're still going to call PPL or that utility when there's an outage or if you have a question about your service.
The transmission is regulated by the federal government, and the distribution is regulated by the PUC, the Public Utility Commission, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. If the municipality supplies the electric in many of the boroughs surrounding us in the Scranton area, a lot of the boroughs, there's the municipality supplies the electric. Can they switch suppliers?
Unfortunately, anyone who lives in a municipality who provides electricity is not eligible to switch suppliers. So that's kind of the one exception to this in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Would you say, when shopping around and you're looking for the lowest cost, would you say, and that's for the generation, and do you think that you're given the lowest amount so that you switch, you get hooked in, and then after your contract renews or whatever it does it go up?
So that depends, and that's something that I know kind of was happening a lot last winter, and that's where a lot of people ran into, you know, really high spikes on their bills over the winter when the temperatures went down. So basically, if that's happening, then that means a customer has signed up for a variable rate bill. And that is, you know, a price that can change each month. Sometimes it's even more frequently than that, depending on what's in your contract, according to those terms. So that's kind of how certain companies get you to sign on, because they have a low price up front, but, you know, you're signing below the fine print that says this price could go up every month. And, you know, by law, there's no cap on how much a variable rate can go up each month. So there may not be kind of a limit within a company, but by law, there is no cap. So that's why last year, customers who were on variable rate bills over the winter, you know, some of them saw their bills quadruple or sometimes even more and go from, you know, $100 a month to $400, $500. So that's where that kind of happens. So that's where, in our Prepare Now campaign, we really tried to nail down before winter got here to know what you're signed up for, know whether or not you have a fixed rate or a variable rate, and know what that means and when that contract ends. And one other thing, too, is some customers were on a fixed rate bill, and that might have been, you know, for 12 months or so, but they weren't aware that their contracts were expiring, and there was fine print that said when your contract expires, if you take no action and you don't renew or switch, then we will move you on to a month-to-month variable rate. So a lot of customers thought they were still on fixed rate last winter, but they had actually been rolled over to a variable rate after their original contract had expired.
So this is just one more thing that I have to stay on top of then. So
unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so is this information on the monthly bill? It seems like it's on the contract, but I have no idea if I signed a contract or entered into a contract, if I switched, where that contract would be.
Well, if you don't know where your contract is, I would strongly recommend calling your supplier and having them provide a copy to you, because that is the most important and that will have the most information. That some of that information may or may not be listed on your bill. So since last winter, to kind of safeguard consumers and make sure these issues aren't happening again, we put some things into place that will go into effect. If they haven't already, they will by, you know, the end of the year or so. So one of those things is that, you know, suppliers are required now to list their information in a specific, prominent way on your bill each month. So it'll look kind of like a credit card bill does, and they'll all be uniform no matter who your supplier is, and it'll kind of be the main information, fixed or variable, the term of your contract, things like that. So those things will need to be listed prominently on your bill. The second thing, one of the issues was that this past winter, you know, customers, their bill did quadruple, and then when they went to either switch back to default service and get out of that or to switch to a different supplier, they got locked in and they got stuck paying that rate for another 11 to 40 days. And that's because you have to wait till your next meter reading. So depending on where you were in that cycle, you know, some people had to wait over a month to even be able to switch, which meant they had another high bill to pay. So another kind of regulation that we're in the process of putting in place is that it will now take 3 to 5 business days to switch. So it will allow for off-cycle meter readings, and companies will allow you to switch in that short time frame. The only caveat there is that there may or may not be a cancellation fee, depending on what's in your contract. But besides that, you won't be stuck in another billing cycle with a company or a product in a price that you're not happy with.
Well, it sounds like there's some good changes that have been made.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we heard customers loud and clear, and we know kind of, no one wants to go through what we went through last winter. So.
Yeah, I remember the news filled last year with horror stories about people getting hit over the head by the utility companies. It was terrible.
That's not right, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there are certain suppliers, you know, the main problem is that consumers weren't aware of what they had signed up for. So a lot of this was legal. So we're really trying to get in front of this and educate consumers so that they're aware. But there were a couple of bad actors out there and some certain suppliers who were, you know, doing unlawful marketing practices and guaranteeing savings and then, you know, raising bills instead and things like that, and kind of trying to manipulate their customers a little bit. So those ones, you know, we have a Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement here at the PUC, and they've been investigating. You know, we've gotten a lot of complaints against suppliers, and the ones
the ones that we keep seeing over and over again, we're looking into, and there's, you know, a couple companies that we have proposed pretty hefty fines for, and, you know, the ultimate punishment would be taking away their license to supply electricity in Pennsylvania. So we're taking that seriously, and we want consumers to know that as well.
Excellent. Questions that we should ask suppliers, please. What are some questions we should think about?
The questions to think about are some of the main ones that I just said. So basically, is this a fixed or a variable rate? If it's a variable rate, is there a cap on how much that can rise from month to month? How long is the term of my contract? And just as a side note, we are seeing more suppliers offering shorter contracts. Some are trying to offer, you know, six-month contracts, which I believe is either 3 or 6 months that is the minimum requirement to be considered a fixed rate. But there are, yeah, so these suppliers, because they know the winter might be unpredictable and they don't know what their costs are going to be, they're trying to keep contracts, the terms a little bit shorter so that they don't get stuck offering a low rate when they're going to be paying more for electricity. So know the length of your contract, know when it's going to end, and know what's going to happen when it ends, which could vary depending on the company. They could roll you over to a variable rate. They could, you know, renew you or try to renew you on the same plan. They could raise your fixed rate. So just kind of talk to the supplier about that and know that.
And if there's a cancellation fee, that would be a biggie for me.
Yep, a big one is whether or not there's an early termination or a cancellation fee if you do decide to switch to a different supplier or go back to default service.
Robin, before we wrap up the show, is there anything you want to touch on quickly, please?
So just to get back to PAPowerSwitch.com, we just want to emphasize that we've made a lot of updates since last winter, and we've really geared a lot of the information towards what to ask when you're shopping and what it means to shop. And we've made our shopping tool much more user-friendly. So you can actually go on, type in your zip code, and sort your options. You can narrow it down by saying you only want a fixed rate, by saying you don't want a cancellation fee, by saying you want a 12-month contract. You can actually pick and choose, and then it'll narrow down your options, and you can compare pricing right there. So we've made it really easy to use, and we recommend logging on there to see if you're getting the best rate.
And that is PAPowerSwitch.com, correct?
Correct.
And how does someone call the PUC, please?
If you want to call the PUC with any of these questions, if you don't have a computer, feel free to call 1-800-692-7380.
Robin Tilley, spokeswoman for the PUC. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. Would you come back next week because we want to talk more about all of this?
Absolutely. Happy to educate consumers wherever we can.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yes, we have a totally remodeled 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home located at 92 8th Avenue in Carbondale for $116,000. This home has everything new. The kitchen has granite countertops, tile floors, and new appliances. It has a new roof, new windows, new flooring, new bathrooms, new hardwood floors. This house is just a must-see. It's a very pretty house. So if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home where everything has been done, give us a call. About 92 8th Avenue in Carbondale for $116,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We are looking to add on a full-time realtor. Some things that we offer are flexible work schedule, continuous ongoing broker support, very pleasant office environment, personalized marketing programs, and the most important is we are an office that's well known for its high ethical standards. Join the most recognized franchise in the real estate business, that's Century 21. Whether you're looking to change offices or you need to do a complete career change, call me to make that change. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to visit jready.com or call us 570-344-6724. And we'll be back next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.